With KUTX 98.9. This hour, we're handing the studio keys over to Kevin Shiny Ribs Russell. He grew up in Beaumont, got his start as a young musician in Louisiana biker bars, and has since become a mainstay on the Austin music scene as the frontman for the Gourds. He just released a new album with his side project Shiny Ribs, fittingly titled Gulf Coast Museum. Here's our guest DJ, Kevin Russell.
Hello there. You're listening to KUTX 98.9. Austin, Texas. The station as you know it no longer exists. I am now in control of KUTX. Kevin Russell of Shiny Ribs and the Gourds. I cannot be held responsible for what might happen next, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an unstable man, and I'm at the control board of KUTX. Oh, Aaron Neville. Let's live, baby.
Why torture yourself when you know you're in love? Throw your pride in the ocean and be happy beneath the stars above. Confess your feeling to the one you love. And let's live before it's too late. Let's live. Why deprive yourself of the wonders of life? Time is getting shorter. There's no reason for those long nights. If you don't hurry, you miss the boat. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live. ninth crew. When you've been in love, you have been to the greatest school. So try and make an A out of you, and I'll do the same. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live. You know and I know it's too late.
Oh, baby, come on, Aaron Neville. Come on. Come on. You're down here at KUTX. Come on. Come on down and join me. I took over. They let me in here. I asked them real nice, and they let me in the door. First mistake. Because, you know, what I was wanting to do was play some songs that I like. You know, I turn on KUTX, and I listen to them, and they play good stuff. But I was like, I want to hear what I like. Shiny Ribs want to hear what he like on KUTX. Neil Young. Y'all remember Neil Young? Everybody's favorite Canadian. This is a good one here. It's always meant a lot to me, this song. It's one of those songs that blows your mind when you hear it when you're about 15 years old, and you're like, wow, what? Wait a minute. That's not like Bad Company. That's not like Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's something different. This dude's on a different trip, man. Neil, for the Turnstiles. Drop a Needle.
Sirens on the shore, singing songs for pence with tailors who charge $10 at the door. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter. All the great explorers are now in Granite Lake, under white sheets for the great at the big parade. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter.
Brother Neil Young for the Turnstiles. All the great explorers are now in Granite Laid. Under white sheets for the great unveiling. At the big parade. It's a big parade right here, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Russell with you. Shiny Ribs and the Gourds right here in KUTX 98.9, Austin, Texas. This next song, David Bowie song, Life on Mars. This is a huge, huge song. It's a great example of what I would call cinematic writing, recording, the performance of it. It is like watching a movie. Every time I hear it, I see it played out in the visual sense. It's just incredible. So let's cue it up. David Bowie, is there life on Mars, mama?
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
your picture from my wall, and I replaced them both large and small, and each new day finds me so blue. Nothing takes the place of you. I read your letter one by one, and I still love you when it's all said and done. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, nothing takes the place of you. I write this letter, it's raining on my window pane. I feel the need of you, because without you nothing seems the same. So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you, but I'm all alone. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
Oh, Toussaint McCall, ladies and gentlemen, Toussaint McCall. Nothing, oh, nothing takes the place of you. That is a sweet, sweet song. There may be no song sweeter than that one right there. The first time I ever heard it, I remember it very well. It was a January night, cold night. It was a cold night for man and beast. And my friend Philip McEachern, his car broke down, and he needed some help towing his car back to his house. It had broke down somewhere downtown. So I got up out of my cozy spot on my couch, and I went out to help a friend. And we got the car started, so I was just going to follow Philip home. We didn't have to tow it after all, luckily for us. But I remember following him. I was in my van, the Gord van, following Philip home, and late at night, cold, and Paul Ray was on the radio, Twine Time. Paul Ray played that song, and man, my life changed. It was a life-changing song. That's how powerful that song is to me. So I get tears just thinking about that moment. That's the great thing about KUTX, man. It's here. In Austin, for me, and that's why I've taken control, because it's mine. They gave it to me. Paul Ray gave it to me. I ain't going to tell you how I want it from him, but let's just say, suckers walk. I'm fixing to get in trouble now. I better play a gospel song. Stanley Brothers, Old Daniel Prayed. Pray, Daniel, pray. Pray for me.
Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night, ladies and gentlemen. Prayed every morning, noon, and night. This is KUTX 98.9 out of Austin, Texas. Kevin Russell here. I've taken over controls for this hour, playing some of my favorite music. We're going to stay with Daniel. This is for my friend Daniel, who's out there. He's been struggling. He's been in a lion's den, and I think he's about to find the Sacred Heart.
This sacred harp was handed down from father unto son, and me not being related, I could never be the one. So I saved up all my silver and took it to a man who said he could deliver the harp straight into my hand. I waited patiently till he returned with the harp from the Sea of Galilee. He said, there is one more thing I must ask, but not of personal grief. But I wouldn't listen, I just grabbed the harp and said, take what you may need.
Played out his heart just for time to pass, but as he looked to the ground, he noticed no shadow did he cast.
Would you mind, Daniel? Let me look it over. That's the band, Levon and the band, Daniel and the Sacred Harp. Oh, Levon. We just had the anniversary of his passing recently. He'd be sorely missed. I had the pleasure of meeting him up there. The Gourds made our last record, Old Mad Joy, up there at Levon's studio at the barn, Woodstock. And got to hang out with him a little bit and meet him. That was, well, you can imagine. for people like us in the Gourds, meeting Levon Helm was quite special thing to us, and we're forever grateful for the chance. He would come over, you know, the studio was built as a beautiful barn, I don't know, 2-3 stories high, really high vaulted ceilings, beautiful place. And his house was next to it. They had soundproofing between where he lived, his living quarters, and the recording studio. So, you know, he'd be at home watching TV or whatever. You know, you might see the TV light through his door or something. His dogs were always around making racket. They were good dogs, fun dogs. And lives out in the middle of the woods, so they were happy dogs. Occasionally, his daughter and his grandson would come by, friends. And occasionally he would wander out and see what we were up to. And he was always real nice and a good host, always asking if we needed anything, you know, if we were doing all right, just checking on us. And he always paid special attention to Keith, the drummer. It's that drummer fraternity that they have. Oh, love to hear Levon sing. I'm getting kind of bummed out, though. I need something to pick me up. You know, pick me up. Little Jerry Reed. Amos Moses. Jive turkey. Oh, look out. Y'all know it.
Yeah, yeah. Here comes Amos.
Well, Jerry.
Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast. Pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm concrete up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth.
Oh.
Called him Amos Moses.
Come on.
Sit down on him, Amos.
Sit down on him, Amos.
Make it count, son.
Make it count, son. Thibodaux, Louisiana. And a man named Doc Bill South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could meet up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Mm-hmm. Named him after a man of the cloth. Named him after a man of the cloth. It's KUTX 98.9. Austin, Texas. Feeling fine. Woo, babe, come on. It's Kevin Russell, Shiny Ribs, the Gourds. Down here by myself. Everybody already went home. He left me here. Left me here all alone. It's just me and you, Austin. Relax your mind. That's up there. That's up there. Rolling Stones. It's off of Exile. Exile, baby. That's the one. If there's some kid out there listening, want to know what Rolling Stones record to buy first, go buy Exile on Main Street first. That's what everybody will tell you. Anybody knows the Stones knows that's the one. That's the one. Stay away from his Satanic Majesty's requests. until you're ready for that one. Goat's Head Soup, I wouldn't mess with that one too much either. But my first Stones record was was Undercover. Oh, I don't I was like, what is this stuff? This is, I don't get it. Undercover of the Night. I mean, they had a whole movie, like cinematic movie, like video on MTV that was like 15 minutes long or something. Excessive, gratuitous, over the top, as only our beloved Rolling Stones could be.
This is KUTX 98.9. You're listening to an hour of music handpicked by guest DJ Kevin Russell of Shiny Ribs and the Gourds. If there's something you'd like to hear on KUTX, send us a message at musicnews@kutx.org.
I'm excited about this next song. What I'm excited about is I had this record, Angels and Demons, by Sun Ra Orchestra. I had this record years ago. When I first moved to Austin, I had this record. And I was living over on West Annie Street, South First and West Annie, right over there. I think there's a bakery there now, something in that house. Right behind the neon joint, across from Dave's Perfection Automotive. Rest in peace, Dave. He fixed many of my cars. Anyway, we lived in that house, me and Merritt, and we listened to music all the time. Didn't have a TV. Didn't have any air conditioning for a while there. But Lord, we had rats and roaches. And we had this record, and man, I heard this song first time in, I worked at Book People down south in the Brody Oaks when Book People was down there. I worked there, and had a friend there, worked over in the music side of that store. Phil Flowers was his name. And, you know, you'd be working in a bookstore like you do, stocking books, wandering around. It was kind of a dead night over there. I think Rocky Erickson had been there earlier in the day, and it was not boring when he was there. But the night it had gotten boring, and I was wandering through the aisles waiting to close the store, and I hear this music playing, piping through the ceiling there. What is that music? What was that music coming out of the ceiling? I found out it was Sun Ra. Thank you. I'm so excited. I lost that record for a while, and it went out of print, and I couldn't find it for years, and I just found it recently. They just re-released it. I'm not sure who they are, but thank you, whoever you are, because I can hear that song again. And thanks to KUTX for playing it. That's right. I guess y'all should be thanking me for playing it, though. Kevin Russell, Shiny Ribs, The Gourds. I've taken over KUT for this hour, and I shall not relinquish control until I am darn well ready. All right, now I'm going to play about the same time as Tiny Pyramids was recorded. This song was recorded, and I think this is the first punk rock song right here. 30 Days, Chuck Berry, Slap Me.
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm going to send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm going to see that you be back home in 30 days. For 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Baby, I'm going to see that you be back home in 30 days. Where she going to send out a worldwide hoodoo? That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm going to see that you be back home in 30 days. And I talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge against you, but that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Yeah, we're gonna put a cross charge against you, that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you back home in 30 days.
Oh, go, Chuck, go! Woo! Oh. Oh, man. Smoking!
Days. Chuck Berry, 30 days. If I don't give me no consolation, I'm going to take it to the United Nation. That's a man who'll do anything he has to do. A man like myself right now, I'll do anything I have to do to remain in control of this radio station for the rest of this hour. No one can stop me. KUTX, 98.9, Austin, Texas. The one, the only. All right, I'm about to lay it on you now. I think this is against all of radio rules to play this song. This song blew my mind. This is one of the greatest things ever recorded, and it's one of the most low-tech recordings you'll probably ever hear on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Listen closely to Captain Beefheart on this Orange Claw Hammer off of his Trout Mask replica record. Listen closely as you hear his tape recorder turning on and off. He thinks of a line, and then he sings it, and he turns his tape recorder off. And then he turns it back on. You hear it turn back on, and you hear his next line. It's just awesome. Awesome. Check it out.
A thick cloud caught a piper cub's tail. A match struck blue on a railroad rail. The old puff horse was just pulling through. And a man wore a peg leg forever. I'm on the bum where the hobos run. There breaks with filthy chatter. Oh, I don't care, there's no place there. I don't think it matters. My skin's blazing through and my clothes in tatters. And the railroad looked like a Y up the hill of ladders. One shoe fell on the gravel. one stick poked down. Gray of age fell down on a pair of ears. An eagle shined through my whole watch pocket. A gingham girl, baby girl, passed me by in tears. A jackrabbit raised his folded ears. A beautiful sagebrush jackrabbit. And an oriole sang like an orange, his breast full of worms. In his tail clawed the evening like a hammer. His wings took air like a bomber. And my rain can caught me a cup of water. When I got into town, odd jobs, ma'am. Ah, your horse I'll fodder. I'm the roundhouse man, I once was your father. A little up the road, a wooden candy-striped barber pole, and above it read a sign, Painless Parker. Licorice twisted around under a fly, and a youngster cocked her eye. God before me, if I'm not crazy, is my daughter. Come, little one, with your little dimpled fingers, give me one, and I'll buy you a cherry phosphate. Take you down to the foaming brine and water, and show you the wooden tits on the goddess with the pole out, full sail, that tempted away your peg-legged father. I was shanghaied by a high-hat beaver mustache man and his pirate friend. I woke up in vomit and beer in a banana bin, in a soft lass with brown skin. Bore me seven babies with snapping black eyes and beautiful ebony skin. And here it is, I'm with you, my daughter, 30 years. Away can make a seaman's eyes, a roundhouse man's eyes, flow out water, salt water.
Salt water. Oh, it makes a man's eyes full of water, salt water.
Captain Beefheart, Orange Claw Hammer, KUTX 98.9. This is Kevin Russell, Shiny Ribs and the Gourds. I stole a line from that song. I just realized I stole some lines from that song for another in my song, Gonna Burn the Honeysuckle When I Die. I stole that. And she bore me seven babies with snapping black eyes. Oh, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. It's too close. I'm too close to having to leave you now. It's been fun. Don't cry. Maybe we'll see you again sometime at a Gourd show or a Shiny Rib show. We're going to leave you with a little Staple Singers number. This is as close to God as you're ever going to get. Right here. Pops and the girls laying it down for you.
I'm not too close. Hey, to my journey's end.
All right, I did.
Lord, I'm too close. Turn back in a world of sin. Lord, from my journey now.
That's all right.
You know I.
Sure gotta make the head in summer.
All right.
Am I too close? Wait
on.
Too close, I'm reaching my goal. Hey, Lord, I'm too close. Keep on, Brother Wright. Cause the Lord have a crown waiting for you. I tell you, I feel all right now.
Go ahead, Brother.
The spirit of Memphis got me feeling good. And I want you to know I'm not ashamed on him either. I want you to know tonight, no matter how heavy my burden may get, a hard, the way it may be, I'm on my way to heaven and I don't intend to turn around.
The Staple Singers, Pops, Mavis, and the family in Memphis. Too close to turn around. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Kevin Russell, KUTX, 98.9, Austin, Texas. It's been fun, y'all. It's been a lot of fun. I'll see y'all out there somewhere. Be safe. Be good to each other. Love always. Bye-bye.
Take me Lake Charles, I can win $100. Buy some milk and mashed potatoes, maybe buy you some flowers. I lost my license when Rita came ashore. Trying to help my sister, I dropped it on the floor. So take me Lake Charles.
affordable face and a dress you can wear. 21's coming to me, I can feel it in my bones. I'll have to change my name to Savings and Loan. So take me to Lake Charles. Take me to Lake Charles. Down my loan, I hopped off my twos when I broke my bone. I was stuck in Sour Lake, just a nickel to my name. My cousin come and get me in a drizzle and rain. Take me to Lake Charles. Take me to Lake Charles. Drive it all. Interstate 10 is a crawling with law. Them Louisiana state troopers, you know, they never sleep. They got nasty disposition and they target the free. So take me to Lake Charles. Take me to Lake Charles.
Been listening to guest DJ Kevin Shiny Ribs Russell. That was a track from his latest record, Gulf Coast Museum, called Take Me Lake Charles. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTH D2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin.